Breakfast Briefing with NetWatch.
As you can imagine, the papers on the front pages all leading with the dog attack which claimed the life of one woman. Irish Daily Star killed by own XL bullies on her birthday. Violent death of 23-year-old was captured on CCTV. Irish Daily Mirror, horrors, woman killed by pet XL bully. Nicole Morey mauled at home hours after celebrating her 23rd birthday. The Irish Sun, mauled to death on her birthday. A woman was savaged to death by her dogs after coming home from her birthday celebrations. Nicole Morey was pounced on by the vicious mutts, as it's described in The Sun, at her home in Ballyneety in Limerick on Tuesday night. The Irish Independent says that her family learned of the fatal dog mauling when they were sent a video of the attack. The family of a young woman killed in a dog attack at her Limerick home were alerted to the horrific incident after being sent footage of the attack, which is quite horrific. Nicole Morey was savaged by two dogs understood to be XL bullies in the garden of her home and obviously suffered catastrophic injuries. Emergency services were on the scene, but despite their best efforts, she was pronounced dead. The Irish Times looks at what we're going to do now about dog breeds and restricted breeds and whether we ban them or not. And the Times says that some restricted breeds of dogs could be banned in Ireland if a group reviewing dog controls recommends the government to do so. This is Minister Heather Humphreys, who's asked the stakeholder group to prioritise the issue of restricted breeds following the death of Nicole Morey. Armed Gardaí had to respond to that incident shortly before midnight on Tuesday. And Minister Heather Humphreys says that she's not averse to banning dog breeds. She said it was hard to believe that somebody had died as a result of an attack by a dog. I did hear a dog behaviour expert on the hard shoulder here on News Talk last night saying that maybe banning a breed isn't the best idea because they'll just create another type of breed that would be just as muscular, just as strong, and maybe have the same genetic issues as some of these XL bullies have. On to other stories. The Irish Daily Mail previewing the election tomorrow. "We've enough of the Greens" is the headline. A blistering row has broken out in the coalition on the eve of the elections, with calls from within the parties to rule out entering government together again. So obviously the local and European elections are on tomorrow, and now long-standing tensions over Green policies are emerging once again. Fianna Fáil TD James O'Connor, who's the party's youngest TD, has called on his party to make a pledge that it will not partner with the Greens again. Don't worry, if you're fed up of the election, by the way, you'll hear nothing about it from 2 o'clock this afternoon because there's a broadcast moratorium. It'll still be in the papers tomorrow morning, but you won't hear anything about it on broadcast media, at least. So that'll give you a break from the election before you go and vote. The Irish Examiner on the front page says that the chief of the Irish Athletic Boxing Association, this is the president, Gerry O'Mahony, has stepped aside after the Irish Examiner revealed he was charged with sexual assault a year ago. Mr. O'Mahony was charged with sexual assault at a sitting of Dungarvan District Court on May 15th, 2023. And now there's a jury trial, there's a July trial date in this case, so he has stepped aside. Inside the papers, interesting one in the Irish Examiner, Micheál Martin Tánaiste will be on the Pat Kenny Show here on News Talk this morning. He's also Defence Minister. He'll be interested in this story. More than 900 people from the Republic of Ireland applied to join the British Army over the past 3 years. Which is interesting, if we're losing 900 people applying to join the British Army when numbers serving in the defence forces have fallen to historical lows. Figures from Britain's Ministry of Defence show 824 individuals with a postcode in the 26 counties have sought to sign up for the regular forces during the last 3 recruitment years, and a further 115 were listed as having applied to become officers from 2021, according to data released under Freedom of Information legislation. So that means that 941 people with an address in the Republic are in the British Army's recruitment data, including 2 who signed up for the reserve forces. Elsewhere, staying with the Irish Examiner, Bus Éireann apparently is planning a big blitz to recruit bus drivers in Cork. Apparently there was a bit of chaos over the bank holiday weekend, which is being blamed on unforeseen driver shortages, and it led to a raft of service cancellations on several busy city routes across the bank holiday in Cork City. Apparently hundreds of passengers were left stranded at bus stops on Saturday, Sunday and Monday when scheduled city bus services were cancelled on the routes. And some busy routes here, there's the 220 service, which is a 24-hour high-frequency service, also the 203 service. These cancellations came in quick succession in the space of a few hours, and then the passengers went on social media and complained. Now Bus Éireann says it's planning to do a big hiring drive to find bus drivers in Cork. The Telegraph has interesting research on children and smartphones. I know a lot of parents are worried about their children on smartphones and maybe smartphone addiction. Well, the advice is, if you're worried about your children and their smartphones, you should get rid of your phone yourself, because parents hoping to stop their children using phones so much should also put their own devices down, which is very understandable because it's a bit hypocritical if you're in your sitting room giving out about your child on their phone or tablet when you're sitting beside them and you're on your phone. A study of 10,000 12 and 13 year olds reveals parents who refrain from using their devices set a good example. I'm sure some parents will say easier said than done, but and they probably want do as I say, not as I do. But unfortunately, this research shows that the children of parents who spend lots of time on their own phone were found to spend 40 minutes more on their phone daily. Now, Euro 2024 is all over the papers. The Mirror tells us that marriage counsellors are warning soccer fans that the games could be a red card for relationships. Apparently, international football tournaments typically spark a surge in demand for relationship counselling, particularly in households already suffering from marital strain and in the households where one partner has zero interest in the soccer. Even though Ireland has failed to qualify for the month-long event, they are expecting viewership figures to still be high. But one therapist, Dublin-based expert Wendy Quinn, is advising fans to avoid long-term injuries to their relationships by making time for their partners during Euro 2024. I think what she's saying here is you don't have to watch every single game. Pick your games, but then also spend time with your partner. And also staying with Euro 2024, quite a sexist piece in the Star today. Roy Keane has been named as the least attractive pundit at Euro 2024. I note they're not doing this with female pundits because there'd probably be war, but this is a beauty scanning app and it has a so-called golden ratio formula, taking a series of factors into account before giving a person their beauty score out of 100. And the survey found that Roy Keane is the least attractive of the 26 male pundits from ITV and BBC covering the championship. Just behind him is Joe Hart. And then at the other end of the table, the best looking is BBC pundit Danny Murphy, while Martin Keown has been ranked as the second most attractive pundit. I thought people were tuning in to watch the punditry, not look at who's on. Other names highly ranked are Frank Lampard, Mark Chapman and Graham Souness there. They're all doing very well in the beauty app.
Breakfast Briefing with NetWatch on News Talk.